Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Democratic machinery is desperate. We knew they were when they could not stop the Senate confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And then at the 11th hour, they come up with this outrageous claim of something 36 years ago. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh went exceptionally well. I think it was like 36 hours of testimony, thousands of questions, more questions asked of him in writing than any of the series of judges that were up for confirmation over the last several years. More documents ever, six FBI investigations between this confirmation hearing and when he was also confirmed for the Court of Appeals, and before that, working in the White House under President George W. Bush. Not a single allegation of impropriety came up. But now what you have is a woman, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a liberal Democrat, who makes an unfounded allegation that she doesn't have much information or memory about 36 years ago. And today, instead of already having the Senate Judiciary Committee having voted Brett Kavanaugh out to the full Senate floor for a final vote of the full Senate, you have another day of circus hearings where this lady comes forward and Brett Kavanaugh has the opportunity to clear his name. Matt, this is absolutely despicable. And Holly, you know, from a woman's standpoint, obviously, we want to make sure that there is no sexual abuse and sexual harassment. No one is in favor of that. But these kinds of allegations, 36 years ago, when people were teenagers, now coming out at the last minute, that cheapens the idea of real abuse.
Absolutely, especially when you've got, 65 women who vouch for him to say he never did anything inappropriate. And yes, you do have those inappropriate actions that have happened throughout history and even currently. You know, those need to be addressed. But I do see it as an insult to women who have experienced any kind of abuse because, you know, this woman, they're making things up to try to cause chaos, and it weakens those who have actually experienced it.
The lady who ultimately, when she heard of these allegations by this woman, Christine Blaisley, she ultimately contacted a few friends, and a letter of 65 women who all knew Brett Kavanaugh when he was in high school from five different preparatory schools in the D.C. area immediately came together and said, "We've known Judge Brett Kavanaugh since he was in high school. We hung around him. We knew his character. We've known him throughout his current life." One of them was a former girlfriend of Brett Kavanaugh when he was in high school. All of them came forward and said, "That's not Brett Kavanaugh. He has been respectful to women. He's always been a gentleman, never out of control." And now what you have is this one person saying, well, 36 years ago, this happened. But she also, Matt, has a person by the name of Judge. His last name is Judge. He's not a judge, but it's Mark Judge, who says that he was part of this or he was aware of it. And Mark Judge says that never happened. It never happened. And you know Mark Judge.
I do, yeah. Mark has been a contributor to Barbed Wire on a number of occasions. He's a friend of mine. He's a godly, brilliant man and above reproach. I have the utmost respect for him. He's also one of the best writers I've ever known. But Mark Judge calls it absolutely nuts. He says, "I never saw Brett do anything like that." He denies knowledge even of the party or the alleged party. So it's a she said, he said, he said. And we have to ask some serious questions here. This is right out of the Democrats' Alinskyite playbook. They did the same thing to Anita Hill.
Right.
You remember they did the same thing to Roy Moore.
Right.
It's par for the course. The last thing they do, they're desperate. So why did she wait 36 years?
Well, let's look at this. Yeah. Let's look. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody says, well, you know, in 2012, she went to a family therapist and she said something about this kind of thing happened at a party. She doesn't mention Brett Kavanaugh at all. But what happened in 2012? Amazingly. Well, Romney was the Republican nominee. He looked like he was going to win the presidential nomination until his campaign absolutely tanked. And Jeffrey Toobin of CNN and others said, if Romney wins, guess who he's going to appoint to the U.S. Supreme Court? Brett Kavanaugh. And when Brett Kavanaugh's name was being talked about in 2012 as the next nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, then she goes to a family therapist. She doesn't mention Brett Kavanaugh, and she mentions an incident that happened so many years ago, now 36 years ago.
Motive, opportunity. And so we have to ask, why did she wait 36 years? Why did she go public on the eve of the confirmation? Why did Dianne Feinstein sit on this until after the hearings? Never
she had it for 6 weeks.
In private meetings.
Right. She never mentioned anything.
No police report was
filed. She didn't want to even present it.
Right.
But when they couldn't derail the hearing, she got so much pressure from the radical left that has become part of the Democratic Party that she released this to the FBI, and the FBI just forwarded it to the White House.
Yeah, they said, no thanks.
Yeah, 36 years ago, give me a break. And of course, you know, Blasley Ford, this woman, she's a leftist, a Bernie Sanders supporter, ACT Blue supporter, a liberal democratic organization. She ultimately signed a letter against President Donald Trump's border policies. She has created a hat that looks like a brain that kind of comes out of the, I won't even talk about it, but
the women's movement.
The women's movement where they had the pink hats. She is also represented by a woman by the name of Katz, last name Katz. And guess what? This liberal woman, the attorney, says, well, Al Franken shouldn't resign. Al Franken, the former Democratic senator in Illinois, he shouldn't resign, even though he has all these ongoing multiple allegations of abuse. Keith Ellison, you shouldn't investigate his abuse. But, 36 years ago, we're going to bring this forth. So, I mean, it smells of an attempt to desperately derail the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, and again, it's just demeaning. I mean, for these women who are saying, well, we want to be in control, we want power and all that, but yet playing the victim card in an inappropriate way, which demeans other women and calling out these falsities is just wrong.
Well, pray for Brett Kavanaugh. Imagine this. His two daughters couldn't even stay through the first day of hearing because it was so terrible. Now, today with the hearing, you think that during that first week of confirmation hearings, things were bad where people were dressed in ways that I can't even describe on the air. Women were painting fake blood, wearing short shorts and having it look like it was dripping down their legs.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming in. They were being paid. They were getting text messages about when and what to say it louder, to disrupt. Now today, imagine. Some of these scenes you can't even put out because these people are so out of control. And if your children can't even sit through the first day of confirmation hearings,
right?
Now the children have to be subjected to this kind of thing for their dad. Brett Kavanaugh is a coach also. He spends a lot of time volunteering, coaching girls in other sports. This is a character assassination. Remember what happened to Clarence Thomas with Anita Hill. Pray for Brett Kavanaugh, pray for his wife, his two daughters, and pray for this process, that evil will not triumph. They don't want Brett Kavanaugh on the bench because he believes in the Constitution and that words matter. They don't believe in the Constitution, only their ideas matter. The words of the Constitution just get in their way. That's what this is all about. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/SCOTUS. lc.org/SCOTUS. Information is there regarding Judge Brett Kavanaugh and the confirmation process. Also pray for this process and go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to continue to pray for and support financially, the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.